Now, with age, as you grow, with age, as you develop, with age, as you become a man, and specifically you become a masculine man, you are going to have people that want to suck your energy. You're going to have people that come into your life and they want to take from you. Now, why would this be? Okay, everything in life follows value, right? Money follows value, women follow value, friends follow value, connections follow value, networking follows value. If you become a valuable individual with something to give or with resources that are available, whether that be resources in the terms of physical, resources in the terms of financial, resources in the terms of mental, spiritual wisdom, anything that may be, okay, here's what you have to know. As you level up, you become the one in demand, which means you are going to need to protect your energy, okay? This video is me explaining to you the importance of protecting your energy and why, as a man, you are going to need to protect your energy, and specifically, if you're a masculine man, why protecting your energy is everything that has to do with you not only becoming successful, but interacting with the right types of women that will actually add benefit to your life, so that way you are the chooser, not the man just sitting back waiting to be chosen. Let me explain to you what I mean, okay? If you want to grow, if you want to level up, if you want to become more attractive, if you want to learn how life works, you are going to need to operate with a lens where you can filter for bullshit or not, okay? So let me give you some examples. One of the sayings that you are going to hear, and this is a saying I'm going to tell you because I recently moved, you are going to hear the saying, "Don't forget where you came from," okay? Now, for some of you, this may be applicable if where you came from was good and well-balanced and centered and you grew off of and you gave and you obtained some wisdom from and it was a good environment. But you have to sit back and you have to ask yourself and question your beliefs and say, why do I believe the things that I actually believe? So the real question you would ask yourself is, you would say, hey, if you asked yourself and you said, well, what if the place that you came from sucked? What if the place that you came from, the friends were bad? What if the place that you came from, the parents were bad? What if the place that you came from wasn't a good, conducive environment for you to grow? Maybe you, at that point you would want to forget where you came from. You see, what you're going to realize as you grow and as you develop is that the fastest way to get ahead, the fastest way to have frame in your life, the fastest way to have purpose and boundaries and expectations and standards and how you carry yourself and to be a person of value in general, you're going to have to get really good at saying no. And as you get really good at saying no, you manage your mental stress and you manage your mental bandwidth. Now, this mental stress and this mental bandwidth, what you're going to find is that as you age, any stress and any anxiety and any issues that come in life is often derived from internal problems from the people around you. For majority of you, this is oftentimes going to be your friends and your family. Okay? Say this with me one more time. This is oftentimes going to be your friends and your family. Now, if you live by the code and if you live by the principle that no matter who you're around, you're always supposed to be 100% loyal and you're supposed to make sure that you always nurture these relationships even if they don't serve you, what will happen is your life will probably end up very bad. You're going to be around the same people, you're going to be around the same types of energy, and what's going to happen is oftentimes you will not be in an environment that is conducive to your life goals. For some of you, your parents might be causing you so many issues. And you say, hey, well, I don't want to distance myself from my parents, but watch what happens. For some of you, if you distance yourself from your parents, watch yourself flourish. Others, you're going to say, well, hey, you know, I've been friends with that guy for 10 years. You know, we've been friends for 10 years. We go out to eat together and we watch football together on Sundays. And for some of you, you maybe have good memories, but for some of you, the environment that friend or that social circle or that group is putting you into, that might be the exact reason why you're being held back. You start smoking stuff you shouldn't be smoking. You start drinking stuff you shouldn't be drinking. You start adapting a victim mindset. You start all of a sudden complaining about life instead of tackling all of your problems head on. Because I'm going to tell you something. You are going to have problems no matter what. And that's the truth. You will have problems through your whole life. You will have problems at every level. Some of you think if you get rich one day, your problems will go away. Your problems only just begin if you get rich. If you get rich, you have problems that you didn't even know existed. Okay? Yeah, some of you, you think if you get your dream girlfriend, you're going to, all your problems will be solved and your relationship life is saved. Well, if you get your dream girlfriend, your problems have only just began. In life, everything comes down to managing your mental bandwidth, managing your mental energy, making sure that your environment, and that includes where you live, the location, who is in that environment, is conducive to yourself and to your goals. And that means when the people are around you, you are not only giving them the right energy, but you're making sure that they bring the right energy. And when you do that, everything starts to flourish. You see, your friend group starts to flourish together. You understand? Your financial group and your financial life and your financial circumstances starts to flourish together. Right? Your social interactions flourish. Everybody, it's like you grow. Like, life is energy. People are energy. Women are energy. When you're attracting a woman is energy. It's all energy. She either likes the energy and the vibe, the tone, the language, the patterns you're putting out to the world, or she's repulsed by you. And you'll know in a quick hurry if your energy is on point or not based off her reaction when you're speaking. Everything is energy. So, if you become a masculine man, or you become a man with principle, right? You become a man with moral code, or you become a man with, let's say, a purpose and direction, you have to understand that you are going to be a valuable asset. You have to understand that as you grow and as you become an attractive version of yourself, you become a target for the women who want a relationship. You become a target for men who don't have a lot going on with their lives. You become a target for them to how they want to interact with you. You need to make sure that as you grow, your circle is closed to only the people that are conducive to your environment, because life is energy. So this video is about managing your energy. These are some of the lessons I've had to learn the hard way. You know, when I in my earlier years growing my YouTube channel, the biggest struggle oftentimes of growing it was not the haters online. That's the other thing too. Anybody who tells you, oh, I got so much haters. I've been doing this for years. I've had over 100 million views on this channel. Not once has anybody ever came up to me in public and said something negative. Anyone who talks about, oh, all the haters on the internet, complete bullshit. They're talking about all the haters that they want you to believe that they have, so that way they can artificially inflate their value to make you think that they're a bigger celebrity and a bigger deal than they actually are. But I'll tell you this. When I was growing my channel in the earlier years, the issues never came from the haters in the comment section that are invisible and don't exist. The haters never came from when I'd go out in town and people would point and say things to me. That never happened. Do you know where the actual hate came from? The actual hate came from internal. The actual hate came from people who were the closest to me. Could be friends, it could be family, it could be people who didn't want to see me change or to see me grow. And then you gotta ask yourself, you say, is life meant to stay the same, or is life meant to grow and flourish? Because if you tell yourself, well, hey, I don't want to forget where I came from, or I want to stay true to my roots, or I want to be who I am, oftentimes who you are and your roots and how you think was formed during adolescent years, okay? Your adolescent years, when you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, depending on the people who are in that environment, they may be influential, they may not be. Maybe they have the life circumstance and the life setup that you want, or maybe they don't. Maybe they have great beliefs that are conducive to your environment and where you're going, or maybe they have polar opposite beliefs that don't mean anything to where you want to go at all. You have to be able to self-filter. The internal struggles that I dealt with when I was growing my own thing and being on my own mission every single day, the biggest issue was my own family sometimes. It was oftentimes my own friends. It was people who didn't want to see the direction that I was going. You have to protect your energy at all costs.